The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. In a strip mall, three competitors had their stores right next to one another. Three doors, three clothing stores in a row. The one on the left put up huge signs, gigantic sale, super bargains. The competitor on the right, not to be outdone, put up more huge signs. All prices slashed 75%. Fantastic discounts. The owner of the store in the middle spied what his competitors had advertised. So he simply put up a one-word sign over his door. Entrance. Anybody who came along would then walk into his place first. People will do anything to make a buck. When it comes to money, folks get really downright crafty. Some work themselves to death to get ahead. Others come up with get-rich schemes. It is the American dream. Work hard, make money. Ask them if they ever think about the higher things. They think you're talking about the stock market going up. Recently, statistics have been compiled indicating which groups of Americans have the most money. In the middle age category, the group with the corner on wealth in the United States is Irish American Catholics. Irish Catholics who learned their Catholic school lessons well. Work hard. Make something of yourself. Do the best you can. Get ahead. And they did. We all admire people who work hard to become rich. Andrew Carnegie had 25 cents in his pocket when he came to this country. When Carnegie died, he left 25 million behind. Yet 25 million is nothing compared to someone today like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, both worth close to 100 billion. We admire the rich and famous. Most of us could get into making money, living comfortable lifestyles. We all want the most out of life. Christians live in two worlds. Christians are in this world, yet looking to the world to come. We want to share God's life, but we still have to make a go of it here. Our Lord realized it. making money, bringing home a good income, providing well for the family. There is nothing wrong with that, unless it takes over. Unless we become slaves to all these things we work so hard for, then we do not consider the life to come. There is a danger in the American get-ahead work ethic. We hear, sure would love to be more involved at the parish, but there is no time. My job requires so much. We meant to get to Mass, Father, but we were so busy this weekend. Or we can become dishonest just to get ahead. This usually starts in small ways. Most people in prison for embezzling or stealing had every intention of someday paying it back. But things got out of hand. We use people we should love while we love things we should use. Then we don't own our possessions, they own us. Christians live in two worlds. We want the best of both. The world to come demands attention. The kingdom of God requires the same energy the material world does. If we value eternal life more than this life, we will act like it. Yet if we are honest, that's often not the way it is. We want to go to heaven, but people hope to live long enough to see the entrance requirements loosened up a little bit. People claim to believe that marriage, children, family are things money can't buy, but they don't act like it. Material things take precedence. Our Lord called it elusive wealth. A big bank account, nice car, big house, jewelry, clothes, the latest electronics. We work overtime just to get them, or just to be able to give them to the family. And then that sends our family the signal that these things are the things that really count. When it comes to giving to the church, some people will stop at nothing. And they do nothing. Most people work a minimum of 40 hours a week to make a life for themselves. God asks a minimum of only 1 hour a week, focused on eternal life. Eternal life demands attention, just like life in this passing world. Consider who or what is master of our time and energy. Consider which world takes priority. We can be like the clever store owners on the right and the left, trying to outdo everybody else in this world to get ahead. Or we can be like that enterprising one in the middle, concerned with really getting ahead. One word, entrance. Not only in this world, but focused on entrance into the world to come.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,